This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Patients, staff, and displaced people have left Gaza's largest hospital Saturday after telecommunications returned to the enclave. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The hospital was left with a skeleton crew to care for those too sick to move, and Israeli forces who had taken over the facility earlier in the week. Medhat Abbas, a spokesman for the health ministry in Hamas-controlled Gaza, said the military had ordered the facility cleared, giving the hospital an hour to get people out. Israel's military said it did not order any evacuation and that medical personnel are being allowed to remain in the hospital to support patients who cannot be moved. The exodus from Shifa Hospital in Gaza City came the same day internet and phone services were restored to the Gaza Strip, ending a telecommunications blackout which hampered critical humanitarian aid deliveries. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of relatives of Gaza hostages completed a week-long march across Israel Saturday, arriving in Jerusalem to confront the government over their loved ones' plight as the war against Hamas in the Palestinian enclave enters a seventh week. On their October 7th cross-border raid on southern Israeli villages and army bases that triggered the war, shock troops of the Islamist faction killed 1,200 people and dragged about 240 back into Gaza. Only five hostages have been freed alive since. March participant Steve Karam told the Reuters news service all the families want is for the government to talk to them.
It's impossible that there are 240 kidnapped people and the government, our government, isn't talking to them.
The estimated 20,000 marchers include well-wishers who joined in on the route along the main Tel Aviv to Jerusalem highway. They plan to pressure the government. Many Israelis blame the government for being blindsided by the Hamas assault. Many of the friends and family members of the missing fear they will be lost to retaliatory Israeli war to destroy Hamas. This is VOA News. Privately owned aerospace company SpaceX Saturday launched its mega rocket Starship, but lost both the booster and the spacecraft minutes into its test flight. The rocket ship reached space, but communications were lost 8 minutes after liftoff Saturday from a private launch site in South Texas. In a webcast covering the launch live, SpaceX commentator Kate Tice put a positive spin on the events of the day, saying that even though the booster and the giant rocket exploded, or as she put it, underwent a rapid, unscheduled disassembly, a lot will be gained from the launch.
What? Honestly, such an incredibly successful day. Even though we did have a RUD or a rapid unscheduled disassembly of both the Super Heavy booster and the ship, that's great. We got so much data, and that will all help us to improve for our next flight.
In the first test flight of the SpaceX Starship in April, ended in an explosion soon after liftoff. At 400 feet, Starship is the biggest and most powerful rocket ever built. The West African nation of Liberia is set for its second democratic transfer of power in 7 decades after soccer star-turned-president George Weah conceded defeat to former Vice President Joseph Boakai on his election victory. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
In a second round of voting, Boakai was leading with 50.9% on Friday, with nearly all the ballots counted. That's a stark contrast to the last election in 2017, when global soccer legend Weah, buoyed by a wave of hope, trounced Boakai in the second round with 62%. But many have grown disillusioned with Weah since then, due to a lack of progress on his promises to stamp out corruption and raise living standards. Shortly after results were announced, Boakai said, "We have a job to do," but added that first and foremost, "We want to have a message of peace and reconciliation." That message, in a once volatile country, was bolstered by Weah's concession.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden and Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador pledged Friday to work side by side to confront illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. and manage the growing number of migrants traveling north to the border between their nations. Biden thanked Obrador for sitting down with him and said, "When the U.S. and Mexico work together, nothing is beyond their reach, even the often complicated issue of migration."
"Together, we're taking a balanced approach that lies at the heart of the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection, and we and 19 other nations have signed on to that agreement. So it includes enforcing our borders, increasing reparations, and opening a historic number of legal pathways for migrants."
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.